855-450-FREE. SACL toll-free call-in line. Jumping into hour three on the live Monday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Adam.
Adam Kokesh. Adam versus the man. Adam, we were talking to Sid in Indiana before the top of the hour hit there. And Sid?
Let me recap, Sid. Sid was here challenging this poll that you threw out that we spent an entire segment going through and analyzing and boring over, saying, no, it's irrelevant. It's bunk. It's from the media. So wait, Mark, who did this poll?
This was an AP poll.
It was, okay, Associated Press. Of likely, what's that?
Sid says it doesn't matter.
Okay, Sid, back to you. I want to give you the chance. Mark was ready to get you off the line here. I wanted to give you the chance to properly challenge the credibility that he and we gave to this poll.
Thank you, Adam.
Go for it.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, look, guys, it's like this with anything that they tell us, and they being the prostitutes out there, okay? I just like the term.
Absolutely. It's funny.
It seems to be fitting these days. I'm in my sixth decade. Now, in all the videos I've been watching over the last couple years, I saw one recently that kind of just hit me, and it all gelled for me, and it's on YouTube called Believing in Conspiracy Theories is a Form of Psychosis. And in that, it dawned on me, guys, that I was living in a custom-made reality inhabited only by those that share my esoteric beliefs. Truth doesn't mean a thing anymore, Adam. It doesn't mean a thing. It's all who wants to tell you that the truth is the facts. And the powers that be are the ones that are telling you that the truth is the facts. Their truth. Not our truth. Not the truth. The truth is only one thing, guys. It's either it is or it isn't. It can't be multiple realities.
I would concur with you, but I do think that there's multiple ways to look at the truth. And, you know, statistics might be able to give us some insight to that if they were collected in a just fashion, in a fair fashion.
The reason I wanted to get into this a little deeper wasn't because of the statistics or the polls or whether this is true or not or what these numbers actually represent, but because the way that you mentioned it before, Sid, really raises some more important questions about the nature of the media or the prostitutes. And I think we tend to forget when you look at the media from a hyper-political lens that every media outlet is still a business first. And I would just like to suggest a slightly different way of looking at this. Now, whether or not this poll has any credibility is up for debate, but I think Mark is right that it has some legitimacy, that it's worth looking at, it's worth considering, and there's some veracity to it, there's some methodology, because the Associated Press has real credibility with the public to defend. Whether it's more than they should have is a whole other debate. But as a business, their job is to inform about what the audience wants to know about. I mean, the reason we see crap fluff stories on the Associated Press isn't because the Associated Press editors go, this is really important. It's absolutely essential that our readers know about this penguin that died and you know, the scientists that are tracking him with GPS and, you know, the
love affair that he had with another male penguin.
Yeah. I mean, the fluff stories, it's because, you know, people go for that. And in the same sense, the government is just doing a lot of stuff that's important to people, that affects people's lives. I mean, the government is not running the media, but it is using the media because the media needs, or press outlets sort of need that access in order to serve their audience. The audience has an interest in knowing what the government is doing. And if you want to be the most effective provider of that information, you can't ask too many tough questions. You know, you can't really, you know, promote Ron Paul, put him in proper context and tell people what he really represents. You know, you can't ask the tough questions when you're sitting in the White House press room. You can ask the predictable, unavoidable tough questions. You can ask the questions that are already on every American's minds because you know those ones aren't going to be able to be ignored anyways. But the bias is, how much can we get away with kissing up to the government? It's kind of like having a sponsor for a program. And, you know, from my experience in the media, you know, having worked for the Russians, you know, I mean, I kind of understand that dynamic. And I made a point to assert my independence and be critical of Putin when there was an appropriate opportunity to. But there's still a certain sensitivity about that. And if you're not driven by philosophical principles like most libertarians are, then it's really easy to say, oh, well, I'll just do what they say and go along to get along, and I'll get the best scoop on their propaganda because it's relevant to people.
Adam, I would agree with you 100%. That
okay.
was Adam, right?
Yes, yep. That was Adam.
Yeah. You guys, your voice sounds a lot alike on Southcast here.
Indeed it does. I wouldn't doubt that at all. Sid, I guess I have this question for you. If you think that what they tell us is all fixed, are you going to bother voting?
Actually, this will be the first time that I haven't voted in any election. In my whole life, I'm almost 60. In my whole life, I've never missed any election, local or national.
You're such a patriot, Sid.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Call me a ping pong ball. Okay. Hey, here's guys. Let's take the statistic.
Okay.
The unemployment figures.
Right.
Now today on the news. I hate to even admit that I watch this show, Fox News. They admitted that our unemployment figures were 19%.
That's actually still short by about 5%, isn't it?
Oh, well, I mean, I love to give the employment number, which is 58%.
Right. It's still a lie. Guys, even when they say 19%, they can't tell the truth. That's kind of my point.
Yeah.
If they say jump, you better duck.
Sid,
well said.
That is a quote to end on.
Well, we're expecting them to be able to count to 330 million. They can't count to three when they're supposed to get two as an answer, right?
Oh, I don't even know what to say. When they say jump, duck.
Yeah.
John in New York City. John? Hey, John, how you doing?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm possibly in the process of committing a felony here in New York City.
Okay.
It's not a felony to call into Free Talk Live yet.
No, but it's
it
not.
It will get you put on the watch list.
I have, and I hope the Mayor Bloomberg isn't listening, I have a gun in my car.
Oh, my God. Are you driving through New York or to New York?
It's a rifle that's unloaded, and it's completely legal to have if you're on Long Island, which is part of New York State. But, you see, Long Island's connected to the rest of the world through New York City, so if I need to get to anywhere with my gun, I have to drive through New York City. I called the police department today to ask about this. And I call their rifle permitting division, if you could imagine that kind of thing, to permit rifles. And they said to me, you can drive through with the gun, but you cannot stop. You must go straight through the city. And they also gave me 72 hours to get through the city. So I guess in theory I could do it on my bicycle or something.
With the rifle strapped to your back, right?
Listen, there's some libertarians in New York City, there's a Liberty Fest going on, there's still an after reverberating party going on from Liberty Fest here from New York City, which is a huge success.
Absolutely.
And I have to make a stop and have a few pints with some of these folks, and I just really hope I don't get caught for a felony because I got a little old .22 caliber rimfire rifle sitting there in the back of my pickup truck, so...
What they mean by stop is I understand the law, and on Free Talk Live, I am not a lawyer, so I cannot dispense with what's that?
Do you understand the law?
I believe that
by
stop...
I could understand all the laws.
This particular one is that you can drive through some place, and you can stop. By stop, I mean use the bathroom, eat a meal, or something like that. But if you have a...
The police department won't, and I called earlier, the permitting licensing division said, no, I cannot stop.
Yes, I understand what they mean, but I think they mean...
That's the enforcement, maybe.
It's not supposed to be a destination. It's supposed to be on your way to your destination. But they gave you 72
right.
hours, John. I think you're safe. I'm just guessing. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
And thanks. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, or a living will, or perhaps a living trust. You register a trademark, or whatever you'd like to do. Any kind of common legal document, they can handle at LegalZoom.com. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. Use coupon code FTL. To save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com.
So, Adam, I asked you to do a little show prep before you came on the show, and you had a pretty good story that I wanted to hear about.
Well, actually, this is one of yours that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
But this is really great. This is from CBS LA. Citizen ticketed for directing traffic after police failed to in South Pasadena. Now, this is...
No, wait a second. By what you mean, it's one of mine. It's from freetalklive.com,
oh, yes.
Where
yes.
Listeners can go and add stories and people can check on them. And I did see it there. But good job picking it up off of freetalklive.com. And this lets people know that we do use the stories from there.
But this is just one of those really fun, quirky stories. I'm not trying to blow it up as anything super newsworthy or relevant. It is newsworthy, though, because it is so revealing of the nature of government and quite a fun exercise to consider stories like this. And I'm one of those free market road nerds. You know, I love my framework understanding of economics came together, applying it to some of these problems like, how do we have free market roads, transportation management, sharing of resources? Can we do this without violence of government? Can we possibly have roads and public transportation and things
frankly,
like that?
One of the easier ones.
Yes,
it's
it
not
is.
Worth arguing about, but it is one of the easier topics. But people just believe that government and roads have to go hand in hand. If you don't have eminent domain, you couldn't possibly build roads. We could, you know, certainly do. I think this is relatively easy. There's all kinds of private roads all over the United States. There's some private toll roads running in Southern California and all kinds of big
places. Despite the government monopoly.
Yep. And I
quasi-monopoly.
Think absolutely. I mean, you know, people would... roads are valuable things. People would build them. People would want to use them.
Really? Imagine that. We can have roads without violence. All right, so this is a really interesting case in point because it's such a petty incident. Basically, a traffic light went out at a busy intersection. And you know what the police officer said about this is, we have limited resources. We need to prioritize them. One of the major intersections out at rush hour in our city should be a priority. But apparently they didn't get to this one. South Pasadena Police Chief Joe Payne said that he didn't have the manpower needed to staff officers at Fair Oaks and Huntington. And that this is the interesting thing. And I just drove here from New York. I'm on a bit of a road trip right now. It was safer to allow the traffic to back up. Never mind the purpose of the roads. And this is the thing. And if we had free market roads, the providers of the service would be very clear about the fact that roads exist to get you from point A to point B as quickly as possible. Not for the government to be able to manage traffic for the whims of some central planners, but to provide that service.
If it was that the government will never go for this, is because then their bureaucrats and their elected politicians wouldn't be able to speed in motorcades down the middle and get away with it.
Right, exactly. Well, if they did, they'd have to pay for it.
There you go.
And, you know, they just can't steal the money from us fast enough to cover everything. So they'll just take over the whole system of roads. But they had what you would expect. I mean, traffic light goes out, there were stop signs, but it was backed up, and apparently it was, you know, like 30 minutes to get through this intersection. Now, when I, like my understanding of economics and Austrian economics always forces me to consider the costs, the unseen costs,
sure.
The seen through the broken window fallacy, which I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with.
You should lay it on out.
All right, well, the broken window fallacy is that a broken window is good for the economy. Because when the window is broken, the glassmaker gets a little more business. Never forget, you know, forgetting the fact that if the glassmaker wasn't, if those economic resources weren't going towards repairing something broken, they would be going to creating something new and innovative and enhancing quality of life instead of maintaining it as it was.
Major economists back up this fallacy.
War is good for the economy.
Right. The suggestion that war is good for the economy. If so, our economy should be booming.
No kidding.
If it was good for your economy to have broken things, go set your car on fire. You'll be a millionaire.
Yeah. This is why I love calling Austrian economists really like counter-economists, because it seems that the modern school of economics has been to justify government intervention, justify crazy things like the broken window theory. So when I hear stuff like this, traffic was backed up for more than a mile and it took more than 30 minutes to get through this intersection, What is the loss of manpower? What is the loss? What is
all
the people power? What is the loss
There's
of
one
of
or two
hours
you know? In each of these cars, and each of them loses a half an hour? What could they be doing is to produce something for the economy in this time?
Exactly. So here, so as an Austrian, I have to think to myself, well, multiply that out, and the cost of this traffic light going down is really removing, in this case, tens of thousands of dollars, probably. I mean, one day of a traffic light being down, taking all these hour, productive hours out of the economy.
I think you're guessing low.
That, well, I'm being conservative here. Conservative. All right, so tens of thousands of dollars. Okay, compared to the cost of, say, having a traffic light system that's reliable, if we had a free market, some service provider would go, geez, that's a no-brainer. Let's invest a little more in the technology to make this a little more reliable. Or, in this case, if it goes out, let's have the frickin' manpower there. Can we manage that much? So a guy goes out seeing this just out of the kindness of his heart, or maybe out of his shared frustration with me from the Austrian economic perspective, although I doubt it. He went out there and said he got a bright orange shirt and some orange traffic flags and started directing traffic.
Wow, he went prepared.
I know.
So he's very unlikely to get run over and smushed.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, it's safer, according to the cops, it's safer to let the traffic back up, which means that if you don't have
but
a gun on your...
Put the cops out there.
If you don't have a gun on your hip and a badge on your chest and proper training, you are not equipped to safely direct traffic, Mark. You should know that.
Actually, I'm a volunteer firefighter. They've never trained me to direct traffic. They give me a yellow vest and say, go direct traffic. And in fact, I do it. It's the only thing practically I'm good for there at the fire department. I give... Do you need CPR? No? Do you need traffic directed? All right, well, I'm out of here.
That actually might be more dangerous than what this guy did, because you were volunteering to fight fires and do things that you were hopefully being trained for. This guy, at least, with his own initiative, was confident that he thought he knew what he was doing and could help out. And you know what happened?
I would guess that they ticketed him.
Yeah. As he said, I don't know if this ticket is for $50 or $400. It's a small price to pay for the greater good. And if you think about it, in terms of the lost productivity, yeah, $50 to $400 compared to all that time spent, all that productivity lost, insignificant. But I love just what this reveals about the nature of government.
Also, it shows no good deed shall go unpunished is what it shows this guy. Hey, whoa, don't watch out for your neighbor. That's what the government does, and we basically tell them your neighbor to go screw themselves. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. SACL toll-free call in line with Mark
and Adam, who's not paying attention as he should be.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. They are the sister company to Genesis Communications Network, which is our syndicate, and that way we can bring you some really great rates on gold and silver coins and pieces. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Gold and silver, I believe they are poised to make holders of them a lot more money. You need to scrimp and save now for gold and silver so that you'll have it when you need it. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Adam, we were talking about this poor fella who got a ticket for trying to do a favor for his fellow man, trying to take care of a traffic light that was out and direct traffic through, and I'm sure he was doing a fine job of it.
But he was really guilty of making the government look bad.
Yeah, I think that's what he's guilty of. Yep, the government doesn't like it when you go in and get involved in their business. Whoa. Just because we couldn't get a cop out there doesn't mean that you have the right to go out there, citizen. What were you thinking? And it's all so silly. I mean, when I think of how, I'm a volunteer firefighter, so I've got the government sanction, right, to direct traffic. I have never had any instruction whatsoever in traffic directing. None. They're like, get out there and direct traffic. But
Did they at least give you white gloves and a whistle?
No. You've got nothing.
I would pay for a picture of that.
They gave me a vest. It's a reflective vest that I should wear so that I don't get smushed. And that's all the training I had. This guy clearly came with his own vest and his own little directing flags.
He was better equipped than you were.
He was better equipped than me, and
two orange reflective flags.
That's right. And you know, somehow, because I have the aura of legitimacy cast upon me by the town government where I live, well, then it's just okay.
So it's here in Keene. You're a volunteer firefighter.
I do not live in Keene.
Oh, that's
proper.
Right.
I left that to Ian to pay those really high property taxes. I save half by just living about 8 miles from the studio.
So that's but you're a volunteer firefighter then for the county
or the town.
For the town of
I prefer not to share my
town. From an undisclosed location, right. A top-secret crack force of volunteer firefighters headed by Mark Edge.
Yeah, they're not they're nothing like that.
Who occasionally go out and direct traffic when signals go down.
Yep. So, I mean, I think this poor fella, I mean, it's so sad, and all he was trying to do was make life easier. And like you said, this is and make life more productive. People waiting a half an hour at these stoplights for nothing.
And a fuse blown. I mean, you just think a company in charge of this could not possibly allow the service to their customers of providing public roads, transportation, to be so compromised by something so insignificant. It just doesn't, business sense, it is so counterintuitive to say, no, something's going to go down and cause all of our customers a major hassle and make their days miserable. And no, our bottom line, nah, you know, we can't afford to get that fuse fixed or send someone out there to direct the traffic. It's just, nah.
Private company,
put it in those terms.
Oh, yeah.
It's impossible. But no, you had a story you wanted to share too about the Baja Musa inquiry. And this is a story I hadn't heard of come out of Iraq, but.
I actually, I wanted to get your opinion on this particular story that I have here. It's apparently they're going to stop giving the early retirement to military folks.
Ah, yes.
And this is, it's kind of interesting. The one thing the military has is the benefit.
Right. No, we got to back up because when we talk about counter recruiting earlier, and a big part of counter recruiting is talking about all of the lies that recruiters tell you. And I know I was a recruiter's assistant when I was in the Marines for several months. And, you know, most recruiters have enough integrity to not, like, really flat-out lie, but they're gross exaggerations and misrepresentations. And when they say, oh, your college will be paid for, there's a lot of fine print to that, and you have to pay in, and if you eat this or that, you're disqualified. I mean, it's ridiculous. But the one thing that the recruiters tell you that generally holds true, and that's what this is about, you do 20 years of active service in the military, you get a retirement check for the rest of your life.
And what's that as a percentage of your
I forget it, but it depends. You know, I think in part it depends on which. It was never an option for me. First of all, I was a reservist. I did 6 years reserves with about 3 years of active duty time, including my time in Iraq. But this is the one thing. But you think about it, this was a big incentive. And you know, people respond to incentives.
Sure they do.
You talk to a guy who's got no job prospects, no hope of you know, they're looking at you look at a guy out of high school thinking, I got my high school sweetheart, I got my ambition, but you know, at least I want to be able to start a family, a most natural biological drive that we have. And they go, crap, it's looking at the economy, looking at the job skills that I gained from my wonderful government high school experience. It's not really a possibility, but you know what? I could suck it up. I could go to boot camp. I know they'll take you if you're 33rd percentile on the ASVAB, the Armed Services
so vocational aptitude battery.
And I can hold my breath for 20 years, and I can come out and I could support I could get a schmuck job that barely even pays after that. I got health care for life,
yep.
And that is one of the benefits.
It's a huge benefit
that really holds true.
Because you can't really tell a high school student about retirement at 65, but you can totally tell them about 38.
Yes.
I mean, they can really get
retire
that.
Retire at 38.
And they hear these numbers. They start getting these numbers thrown at them at what this retirement would be like, and they've never earned more than $300 a week up at this point. So you can imagine that they find that very motivating.
You're going to get more than that for doing nothing.
And, you know, get me a check. Wow. All I have to do is 20 years, I get a check?
Well, here's where this is really interesting, though, because that 20-year mark. Remember, your most enlistment periods are in four-year increments. So when you first enlist, it's 4 years. And for most guys, you know, they're enlisting between 18 and 20, 22, something like
sure.
that. So 4 years, they're not ready. They don't, you know, after 4 years, they don't have any transferable skills.
Right.
You know, most, you know,
I can throw a grenade and I can shoot a rifle.
Can you do that for the private sector?
It's not like you've been able to go out and look for a job either. Nobody's
Blackwater.
Recruiting him.
Right? Right.
Well, Blackwater might, but
different
only if they're special services, special forces.
No, that's not true. They need a lot of bodies now, because remember, every time Obama pulls a troop,
Yeah.
Anytime Obama pulls a soldier out of Iraq, he's got to replace him with a private contractor.
That's pretty much it, right?
Which actually costs more, so you get more money going through the government
system. But it looks better for him.
Yes, because then there's less troops. But for the guy that a lot of guys sort of seem to get sucked into this. Oh, 4 years, they're 26, you know, or younger. They're 22 to 26 then. They're in that range. And it's like, well, I haven't finished my college yet that I thought I was going to do.
Because they've kept me so darn busy.
Yeah, because the recruiter said, you know, I could do correspondence classes and I could do classes in my spare time when I'm on base. And, well, it didn't quite, I'll better sign up for another 4. You get to 8 years and it's like, oh, well, now I got a little rank. I'm making decent money. Still haven't quite finished that college yet, but okay, fine, I'll do one more. You get past that 10-year mark, oh, man, you're in for 20.
Yeah, I mean, if you're at 10 years, why wouldn't you stay for 20 at that point? It really makes one wonder.
Well, the crazy thing is I hear, as an activist, I hear from guys in the service all the time who go, I woke up, but I'm 8 years from retirement. And it's like, oh, okay, fine. You know, get your pension, and then you can be a full-time activist. And in the meantime, keep, brewing that dissent in the ranks.
I wouldn't even know what to suggest. I mean, to me, what's most important is getting the philosophy. I understand why people sort of feel convicted, as it were, about, where they're working and things like that. I mean, I would have a very difficult time continuing to stay in the military. But at the same time, you're talking about 8 years from getting out. Whoa. I can see why it's tough. Going on with the story here from USAtoday.com, U.S. infantry officers at a combat base here in the border with Pakistan griped about changes being proposed to the military's retirement program, part of a broad effort to cut government spending. Says, I signed a contract with the Army. I can't. They can change that contract? Well, I can't change that contract. Why can they? Says Master Sergeant William Murphy.
That was in the fine print. It actually said that.
It does say that in the fine print. And this is about a new program to substitute retirement with a 401k plan. What do you think? 855-450-3733.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P. Me. It's time to take America back.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for health care than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. We might be able to squeeze you in before the end of the hour. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can click on Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page or call the telephone number that they have at meds.freetalklive.com. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. They do third-party certification to make sure that there are no counterfeit drugs, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Before we get back into the article here, Adam, let's go to Shane in California. Shane? What's going on?
I just wanted to say hi to Adam up there. I've been a big fan for a while, watching the show on RT, and I just wanted to say it's too bad they got canceled. I really like that show.
Well, as a door closes, another opens, and you knew I wasn't going to be shutting up, right?
Of course.
Well, I'm very excited about what's coming next, actually, but all I can say for now is that Adam vs. the Man will be returning in a daily production format within a week or two. I appreciate the support.
Great. Thank you very much, man. Keep up the fight.
Amen.
Thanks, Shane. So, going on with the article here from, this is from USA Today. It looks like the government has unveiled a plan last month that would end time-honored life pension for those that retire at 20 years from the military and replace it with a 401k that would the program that would pay benefits after turning 60 to 65. So all the benefits that one would get from, you know, if you started
38
to 60 are lost. And that's a lot of darn benefits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of guys have used those kind of benefits to springboard into, you know, starting their own little companies and that kind of thing. They can take bigger risks because, well, they've got money coming in.
Guaranteed income.
And you can imagine how this is making. And this isn't, we're not talking about the guys who sign up today getting the new pension program, the 401k program. We're talking about them just switching it right now. And I've got.
They're saying that, like, so if I was 39 years old, I had just finished 20 years in the service, and my first year of military retirement, I would stop getting paid until I turned 65. Is that what they're talking about?
Basically, there are different,
there's still different proposals being considered, right?
Right. I don't think it would be for the guy who's going to walk out the door next year, but this is what Major David Espern, 35, says with 12 years of service. I love the military. I love my job. But right now, if this new plan gets into place, there's no financial incentive.
I'm out of here.
Right? He's like, I'm leaving.
And yeah, all those guys I was telling you about in that 8 to 12 years in range going, I'm only 8 years from retirement. Got to reenlist.
There's at this point, it's difficult to say what their actual plan is, but they're talking about doing something. And somebody, whether it's the guy at 19 years or the guy at 12 years, somebody's going to get screwed. And as far as I'm concerned, the people that signed that contract...
Well, it's not a contract now.
It's not a contract?
No, it's not a contract. In fact, it's only unofficially referred to as an enlistment contract. And USMC stands for, you signed the mother effing contract. But it's an enlistment document. And it is there's actually, in the fine print at the bottom, something that says to the effect... All the terms, conditions, and promises, in this agreement are subject to change at any time without any notice to you whatsoever.
That, so that's despicable, too, that they would, prefer something that looks like a contract, but it's not a contract because they can do whatever they want with it, but you can't.
Right.
And that these guys go in with the expectation of... getting retirement in 20 years, and then they just change that on them. I mean, that's a terrible way to screw somebody. If they're going to change this, then they need to change it starting, next month on the 1st or whatever, and then everybody who comes in after that gets
Mark, you're suggesting that the violent monopolists of government also have some integrity. I mean, aren't you setting the expectations a little high for these scumbags?
All I want from my government is accountability, right? And you just don't get it at any turn, ever. And that's really the problem. That's why I have moved farther and farther from the idea that government can administrate anything, because they have no accountability. The people that are doing this lying are never going to be held to account. They're never going to have to pay money out of their pocket. They're never going to spend a day in jail. And the guys that, the guys on down the line are just going to get S'd on.
And this line from Obama, I just inherited this mess. That's why they always enact legislation that sounds great, that they know is going to be terrible, that comes into effect right when they're out of office. But there's back to the story, there's a much bigger implication for this here. I think that I think I'm encouraged by this as a libertarian. And I want to give our audience tonight something positive to end on. For all of you who, as reasonable, compassionate human beings who despise war, as you should, and I say this as a combat veteran, it's encouraging to see that the puppet masters, if you can call them that, are no longer able to even take care of their favored class of the Imperial Enforcers, the ground troops of the U.S. military. They were able to suck them in with these grandiose promises. And the one big one that they were able to keep was this retirement after 20 years promise. And now the gig is up. The money's just not there. They're facing reality, and they can't keep this going. Now, maybe I'm going a little far with this, trying to see something hopeful here.
That is,
but it's the start of something big.
It shows that they're cutting in ridiculous and crazy ways.
It's a big crack in the dam.
But I got to say, when you're talking about a 55-year-old guy, how useful are they in the military? I don't frankly know. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I can see it for, say, officers. You see the old guys in the movie as officers. But what about the enlisted guys? I mean, are the master sergeants at 55, are they particularly valuable? I mean, are there any 55-year-old master sergeants?
Yeah, no, there are. There are, and they're very capable, in their role as senior staff NCO leadership. There is a role for that, but if they say now it's like a normal job and you have to stay 40 years to retire, then they're going to have a lot of people that aren't capable of carrying rucks and rifles that they're not going to know what to do with.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's that going to be like. You know, are they going to force people out and then say, hey, you'll get your retirement when we give it to you, live on the street till then? Because there's a lot of problem with homeless vets.
It's also possible, and maybe this is a little more realistic as opposed to optimistic, that the other thing this is reflective of is that the muscle in the military, literally the muscle, is becoming less relevant because of technology. You know, the Air Force is upping the numbers, and the Marine Corps is going to be, or the Army at least, is going to be lowering the personnel numbers. And this is one of the ways they do that. And the implication of this would be that there would be
pretty successful
force realignment. You get those older enlisted soldiers that can just be button pushers or, you know, barnacle scrubbers. And it doesn't matter if they're 40 or if they're 20. They're just, you know, not even people that we need to be spirited defenders of something in a physical sense, like real warriors in any way. They're just some kind of button pusher, paper shuffler, and that's the modern military. Right, that's what it's going to become.
The guys that run the Predators, they're not fighter pilots. I mean, they're just...
Yeah, who cares if your Predator drone joystick operator is 20 or 40? Well, you want him to be 20 because he grew up doing it playing
video games. He doesn't have to handle G's, right? He doesn't wear the aviator glasses.
Right.
He's not playing volleyball with his shirt off. Let's go to Tay in Louisiana. Tay?
Hey, what's up, Mark? How you doing?
What's happening?
Man, it's been a long time listening. This is my very first time calling from Louisiana. Just got
excellent.
To listening to the debate on CNN.
What's your impression?
Ron Paul actually, he got booed, man. Ron Paul just got booed.
For what?
Yeah, he got booed for saying pretty much what you said in the other night's show. He was talking about the real reason why, you know,
9/11 happened.
Well, you know, you remember the 9/11 conspiracy show you had the other day?
Yep.
They asked a question about that. Rick Santorum said, I can't believe you just had on your website, Ron, that you think the United States actually caused 9/11.
Was this like a replay of Giuliani, Paul, from last time?
I'm sorry?
Remember Giuliani, when he was running in 2008, had that incident about the same thing? He demanded that Ron Paul apologize?
He didn't really get a chance. Ron Paul really didn't get a chance to explain himself because he was kind of covered up by all the booze.
It's crazy. This is at the Tea Party event. I mean, all these people that supposedly want small government. Ron Paul is, as quoted the Daily Show, Tea Party patient zero. And this just shows how far they've gotten from their roots. Say, I appreciate the call. It's been Free Talk Live with Mark
and Adam.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.